Goodbye. And hello to you. Goodbye to Ben, my housemate. Hello to you.
David's Daily Digital Dollop listeners. To David's Daily Digital Dollop.
Oh, some lovely stereo. Lovely audio there. I mean, I did get smacked in the face with a bush, but I hope you appreciated the sound. If you're listening in headphones there, that would have been quite a harrowing experience. It would have been as if you also were being attacked by the bush. Yesterday's dollop involved us being attacked by machines. Today, I'm being attacked by rural shrubbery. We're going on another dollop walk. Oh, that's lovely, isn't that? That's one thing David Attenborough doesn't have to worry about. His cars passing when he's trying to do his wildlife stuff. Oh, that's lovely as well. We're getting a lot of lovely sounds here. The sounds of wind chimes. I've just realised the wind chimes are directly where the... I was stood there, exactly where I've just been standing, talking about the birds and the wind chimes. It's directly outside the bus stop. And I just realised there were two people just stood there, probably looking at me, wondering what the bloody hell I was doing. Just talking, going, oh, some lovely sounds of birds there. And then stopped again, oh, some lovely sounds of wind chimes. I'm not sure what they saw. I was rather embarrassed as I walked past them. I mean, I could have really topped it off and played the good morning game. There are a few things that happen in my life through being blind, where I think it makes people just think that I'm weird. I mean, if I knew there was people at the bus stop, obviously I wouldn't have stood there chuntering on about birds and wind chimes. Those people will be clearly thinking, hey, that's nice, isn't it? Look at the simple blind man there with his... He likes to hear the sounds of the birds and the wind chimes and do a little commentary to himself. That's nice, isn't it? And it happened on the train, and you would have heard it if I had been recording. That was the day that I was on the train that I was meant to be. I thought I was recording an audio dollop. I didn't actually do any recording on the train, so I was just listening to some stuff on my mobile phone. A few messages were coming through, and I was just listening to that. And the speaker of my phone is at the bottom of the phone. So I hold the phone upside down in order to hear what the phone's saying. But presumably, this must confuse a lot of people. And I think it must get me a lot of attention. Because it happens at least, I'd say once a week, once a fortnight, that someone will make comment about this. And you think, if someone says something about it to me, that suggests that there's a lot more people who see it and don't say anything about it, but clearly observe it and think, what the bloody hell's he doing? I mean, other people might put two and two together and assume that if I've got my ear to the bottom of the phone, that I am listening to something. So maybe it's just the not so intelligent people who get confused by this. There's a woman over there, I don't know if you heard, shouting, oi, brandy! Brandy, here, brandy, oi, brandy, here. I assume that she's shouting to a dog who happens to be called Brandy. Either that, or she owns this piece of land, and maybe she has servants, and she just lounges around in the garden, calls to her minions to fetch her alcoholic beverages. Oi, brandy. But I assume she's talking about a dog, but I don't know. Anyway, this happened in a taxi the week before, and it happened on the train this week. Someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, here mate, you're holding your phone upside down. And presumably you're expecting me to go, oh, bloody hell, thank you very much, my friend. That explains a lot. No wonder I've been sending all my text messages. I must have been sending all my text messages upside down. No wonder people couldn't make tail nor head of it. Tail nor head of it? What do you mean? Tail nor head, it's the expression, isn't it? Tail nor head. No, you've got that. You've got that the wrong way around, mate. Head nor tail. Oh, I've got that the wrong way around as well, have I? Hey. Well, don't I feel like a pratternutter complete? So, I then have to explain to the person, I have got the phone upside down, and I'm aware of having the phone upside down, but I'm listening to what the phone is saying, and the speaker's at the bottom of the phone. Also, what I don't understand is, presumably, I don't look puzzled. I don't look confused. So, if I'm holding the phone upside down, and I look absolutely fine and contented, as if there's no problem, then presumably, can you not assume that I am using the phone? Like, it may not be how you would expect me to be using it, but clearly I'm using it. I mean, yeah, if I had, like, a puzzled expression on my face, if I looked really confused and someone was like, oh, you're holding the phone upside down, man, I'm like, oh, that explains a lot. My goodness. Hey, it can happen to us all, though, can't it, eh? Anyway, so there's that. And the other thing is I don't have my screen turned on a lot of the time. There's no need for me to have the screen on the phone. So I have that turned off. meaning that I'm essentially just tapping at the phone, and people can't see what I'm tapping on or even see that there's any light coming from the phone. The other thing that I get quite a lot is people saying, hey, mate, your phone's turned off. You haven't even got your phone on. Again, as if I'm going to go, oh, bloody hell. That explains so much, my friend. Thank you very much. I've been doing this for weeks wondering what's going on. And I wonder about what are the other people thinking who don't mention this? Are they just assuming, oh, he's obviously blind. He's obviously using a voice or something. You know, he obviously knows what he's doing. He's not an idiot. Or does everybody else think, maybe other people think, oh, he won't say anything. He's obviously, you know, he's a bit simple. He's, you know, he's clearly enjoying himself. He's absolutely fine there. Someone's obviously given him their broken phone in order to pacify him, you know, keep him happy. And he just enjoys tapping away at it there. That's nice, isn't it? I mean, bearing in mind as well that the phone has got a really cracked screen. It's got cracks all over it where I knelt on it. I think if you could see, you would have replaced the screen by now. You would have got the phone repaired. But I have absolutely no need, because I don't really need the screen. I only need elements of the screen. So it works for me. But if you could see, you wouldn't really be able to use this phone. So I think that kind of doesn't help either, because I think people probably think, well, he's clearly just, someone's just given him his broken phone, and he's just having a bit of a play. He's having a bit of a tap with it, you know, just tapping the phone, putting it to his ear now and again. That's nice, isn't it? Maybe there's some sort of charity that we can help with, you know, that gives, you know, where we can recycle our old phones, you know, our old broken phones, and we can give them to some charity, and they issue them to blind people, and, you know, they issue them out to the blind people, and they just, and the phones don't work, but they're just happy tapping them and holding the phones to their ears and that kind of thing. Are they not surprised that I'm on a train by myself? Clearly, I've managed to get on a train by myself. Maybe they think I'm an escaped person. Maybe they're thinking, oh, I wonder where he's come from. I wonder how many people are thinking he's clearly not going to get very far. My second from last train journey would have only corroborated people's idea, wouldn't it? And when I say to the ticket inspector, oh, I thought I was going to Manchester, but it turns out this is the train for Plymouth. They go, oh, it's point proof, and he hasn't got a clue what he's doing. He can't hold a phone. I saw him a few months ago walking down the street in Sheffield saying good morning to people. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He clearly doesn't know what he's doing. Now he's on a train to Plymouth. He's meant to be going to Manchester. I saw him at the bus stop just a few days ago, chuntering on to himself about wind chimes and birds and just listening to a sound of a bush. Yeah. Well, it's good for him to get out, and it doesn't hurt anyone, does it? That's the thing.
Morning.
Now, if you're wondering whether that's someone maybe playing a rival dollop game, I don't think so. It is 11:58. So they just got their mornings in, just in the nick of time. Otherwise, it'd look like a right fool, wouldn't they? 3 minutes later. And good morning to you. Even if you're listening in the evening or the afternoon, it doesn't matter. Good morning. One of our many dollop catchphrases. Thank you for listening. Till tomorrow, dollop 275. Good morning. That's the sound of my helicopter taking me back to the studio.